This is Eric.
This is Jeff.
This is Ryan.
And this is Tim.
And we're Blind Crow. This is your home for local music. For local 518 every day, keep it on 97.7 EXT.
Mean old timer, he's got gray hair. Mean old timer, he just don't care. Got no compassion, thinks it's tough sin. All he does is sit around and play the mandolin. He's walking around in clouds small, thinks he can play just like a dog. Drunk on whiskey, man, don't you know, thinks he can play like Mel Monroe. Used to be an altar boy, now he picks on Soldier Joy. Plays all day for heaven's sake, thinks he can play like Norman Blake. Mean old timer, he's got gray hair. Mean old timer, just don't care. Got no compassion, thinks it's a sin. All he does is sit around and play the mandolin. He plays the mando eating dinner, thinks he can play just like Matt Flinner. Falling asleep, give him a push. He can play like Sam Bush. Picking on some Jackie Tar, stop to tell a little story. Thinks he can play like Ron McCurry. Mean old timer, he's got gray hair. Mean old timer, just don't care. Got no compassion, thinks it's a sin. All he does is sit around and play that mandolin. Thinks he can play it just like Chris. Peter O, Sierra Hole, thinks he can play just like them all. Ryan on the fiddle, Jeff on guitar, Eric on the bass, but we'll know Tim's a star. Mean old timer, he's got gray hair. Mean old timer, just don't care. Got no compassion, thinks it's a sin. All he does is sit around and play the mandolin.
We're live at EXT, Local 518. The Blind Crow Band is here with me. That song, Mean Old Timer. Tim, that was kind of about you and written by you?
Yeah, that was kind of attributed to a lot of our mandolin music influences. David Grisman, of course, and Bill Monroe. We do both of their... Most of our music is written by either one of those guys. So we kind of threw the words together, and Ryan kind of came up with the music, and it kind of came together as a little bit of a corny tune, but we have a lot of fun playing it.
It is a lot of fun.
And people love it at the shows.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I like that. Now, do you guys do a bit of improv when you're playing out live? Do you sort of get a little longer with some of those solos than you do right here in the studio, maybe?
On a tune like that, it was like on our album, so we try to keep it pretty set how it is on the album. We might change a couple things that are in our solos. We don't really extend too much, but our covers definitely go far out into space.
Well, we'll get you to talk a little bit about those covers. We'll have you maybe even play one in a little bit. How did y'all find each other and become Blind Crow Band?
The origin story, it's really fascinating. We got together around a kitchen table and started playing some music and sort of started out as just a regular jam thing. And then as those things kind of invariably go, you know, you're either going to do that until you get bored and then not do it anymore. You look at each other and say, hey, man, you know, let's take this out into the sunshine and air it out a little bit. And so that's what we decided to do. And then as it happens, we went looking for a couple other players and sort of got together, I don't know, one afternoon in Troy, on the street in Troy. And
that's right.
Yeah.
Where did you look for those players?
Yeah, it was Craigslist. It was totally Craigslist.
They found me on Craigslist.
Oh, really?
And, yeah.
Looking for a bass player, and the violin player answers the ad. I don't know.
Yeah, I was just recently kind of like out of an Irish band that I was in, and I was looking to jam with more people in the bluegrass style, and yeah, I met up in Troy.
And how did you come up with the name Blind Crow? Where did that come from?
That's the name of an old, very obscure folk song. A lot of people don't know, and one of these days we'll record it. I lifted it from there, so... Stole it from history, I guess.
We're live at EXT Local 518. Blind Crow is here. And where can folks find you online so they can find out more about the band?
BlindCrowBand.com on Facebook, Instagram.
And your record, Forgo the Balance, folks can find that through your website too?
Yeah, it's available right on the website. You can order a hard copy there if you're still into that sort of thing. It's available for digital download and it's streaming on all the major services. But the best way to get it really is to come out and see a show because we've got copies there and download cards if you're, you know, again, if you don't want to carry around a CD.
We're with the Blind Crow Band. You guys want to play some more music? What about this song, That's Life? Ryan, you wrote this one?
Yes, I did. Basically a song I wrote when I came home one day. All, I guess, a little frustrated from work. I don't know. I'm kind of a chaotic guy. If you walk into my apartment, there's stuff everywhere, clothes. You might find some beer cans after the weekend. I'm not very good about cleaning up after myself, but eventually I get to it. Recently I had, you know, I tell the story it shows, I had 13 mice in my apartment as well.
Oh.
Yeah, so
doesn't seem like enough.
So
was that intentional?
No, it was not
intentional.
Oh, okay. I got two cats though.
Oh, okay.
So it's cliche as the title That's Life sounds. It's kind of just came along like that and ended up, I thought, being kind of a catchy chorus. And actually that little chop thing that I do at the beginning and in between all the verses, that was the start of that song. And then the lyrics came after it actually.
And we recorded that and did it on YouTube.
Solo shows.
Yeah.
On my stoop in Albany.
There you go.
We played a little bit different there, but it's kind of evolved a little bit. But it's
like all our songs have evolved. Yeah.
And we're live at EXT with Blind Crow Band.
That's life.
gotta roll the dice and sacrifice, and you gotta have control and set your goals, and you gotta roll the dice and sacrifice, and you gotta have control and set your goals. Just get up and tell yourself, move over your head if nothing else, gotta fight that internal struggle, 'cause before you know it, you'll be letting heap of trouble in. This is what I say until I turn gray, but certainly you may take it as you may. That's life, that's life, that's life. That's life, that's life, that's life. That's life, that's life, that's life. That's life, that's life, that's life.
This is Eric.
This is Jeff.
This is Ryan.
And this is Tim.
And we're Blind Crow. This is your home for local music. For local 518 every day, keep it on 97.7 EXT.
my one and only, my only dear. The sparkling light in a room that's dark, let's hope she don't break my heart. I saw her picture, so vivid, so true. Her eyes of emerald made me pursue. She danced around as I played her a tune. Could it be love or could it be doom? I should've known, I should've known that she would leave me. How could she have the heart to deceive me? Those long walks and long talks, they meant nothing. Yeah, she dropped me sayonara, end of discussion. Romantic debates, her cute German talk, although had to translate. Her meals are splendid, she always fills my cup. Well, let's hope that I'm not the runner-up. I was so whipped, she did inflict, no way to predict potential conflict. It's dependency at its best, but I'll let fate take care of the rest. I should've known, I should've known that she would leave me. How could she have the heart to deceive me? Those long walks and long talks, they meant nothing. Yeah, she dropped me sayonara, end of discussion. Yeah, she dropped me sayonara, end of discussion. Yeah, she dropped me sayonara, end of discussion.
And that song's End of Discussion. Do I offer my condolences here at this point for that one? Sorry, guy.
It's another life story, Ryan.
Yeah, you know what? There's some elements of a girl that I dated a while back, but something to be said about writing songs, and sometimes lyrics just come to you that kind of just fit a cool story. So I wouldn't say everything is totally real in that song. Some of it is. Definitely some elements of it, but some of it is fictional just because I thought it was a good story and came up with some good rhyming words as well. It was our first, like, slower waltz in the bluegrass style. We needed one of those songs.
Now, I did want to talk a little bit about the style or the genre that you guys are playing. You played a David Grisman tune before that, Opus 57. What would you say your genre or style would be? Because it isn't true bluegrass necessarily, but it's not that far away.
David Grisman has a huge influence on us, as long and other people like Tony Rice and Mike Marshall and Chris Teeley and all of those kind of newgrass guys. Of course, the David Grisman music is known as dog music. You know, that's one of the reasons I love this band, is because we play David Grisman and nobody else plays David Grisman
around here.
Yeah. So one time we were playing, I think, the low beat or something, and we were playing David Grisman, and people started spontaneously dancing, and I've never imagined people dancing to David Grisman, so it was really a mind blower. You know, as far as I'm concerned, if you've got people spontaneously dancing, you're doing something right. So we have a lot of fun playing that music, and it's a big part of our sound.
But, you know, what I appreciate about the way that we write music is that we all get together, somebody brings an idea to the table, and then we all sort of put our own ideas into it. So if you listen to the tracks on the record, they really are a pretty, every one of them is a collaborative effort to some extent. And so I don't know how to fit all of that into a genre per se, but it's definitely something that we've put together that didn't exist in the world before the four of us got together.
To add to that, I'm a classically trained violinist, so for me, like, the melody has always been my strong point, and the chords have not been my strong point. So usually I bring a song, even I might write some chords too, but to Jeff and Tim and Eric, you know, they might change something that because they're more chordal players. That's pretty cool, and that allows us to collaborate pretty easily as well.
Guys, thank you so much for coming by today and playing. This has been great.
Thanks
great
a fun. Lot.
Thanks. We had a blast.
Thanks for having us.
We're live at EXT. Local 518 Blind Crow Band is here. It's blindcrowband.com, right?
Absolutely. Blindcrowband.com.
And on Facebook and stuff. And folks can find out more about your shows there. This last one here, Walkabout. You want to say anything about this one, Jeff?
This is one of those tunes where an idea came to me, and I don't know, there's not a lot to say about it. It's actually called Walkabout because it's really about nothing. It's really just about taking a walkabout on the instrument, I guess, and going out and having a good time.
It does have a walking feel, though. I think it was Eric that suggested that title.
Suggested the title.
And right away, we were in Jeff's living room. Jeff said, that's it. That's the title.
That's awesome.
Two, ready.
This is Jeff.
This is Ryan.
This is Tim, and we're Blind Crow.
Support the music at exit977.org.